What does it mean to lose your land, your language, and your heritage? For Alaska Natives, these are existential threats. As part of her series, Our Land, NPR's Melissa Block visited a village in southeast Alaska where one tribe is finding new ways to survive.
The village of Klukwan is home to about 90 people of the Tlingit tribe.
My name is Kimberly Strong, Heskeyachat Duasat Tlingit Gaynach, and I am the tribal president of the Chilkat Indian village of Klukwan.
The town is a mix of small homes and trailers, some with rusted old trucks out front, sinking into the soil.
It's a struggle. You see the buildings are, some of them are falling down and dilapidated, but we're working at it. We're working very hard at trying to keep the village alive.
And trying to preserve the heritage of the Tlingit people who've lived in southeast Alaska for thousands of years. In fact, the town's name, Klukwan, means eternal village or ancient land in the Tlingit language. To stay alive for future generations, Kimberly Strong says Klukwan needs to develop.
There's younger people who want to live here, but there's no suitable housing at this point for them to move into.
Klukwan does have a school, just 17 kids total, from kindergarten through 12th grade. There's a health clinic, open 2 days a week, a community garden.
We started our little grocery store.
And the tribe has great hopes for the new Cultural Heritage Center that opened in Klukwan last spring. It's an $8 million investment in the community's future, funded through grants and state and federal money. And it should provide 30 much-needed jobs this summer. The center displays colorful totems and carved screens hundreds of years old.
Over here is the strongman totem. This one over here is the girl who raised the woodworm.
Lonnie Hotch is the driving force behind the Heritage Center. She's a master weaver and the sister of Tribal President Kimberly Strong. And to illustrate how the Tlingit lands have shrunk, she takes me to the first exhibit. It's a map of the tribe's ancestral land.
Our ancestors would say that the mountaintops were like our fence posts. That's what marked our territory.
That territory was a sprawling expanse nearly the size of Connecticut. Now the tribe has jurisdiction over a tiny fraction of that, about 3 square miles. For the Tlingit people, the land is key to their identity, as Lonnie Hotch explains, using the Tlingit language.
I come from the wolf house. Ganach Tedi Yedi Ayachat. I'm a child of the raven. All those things, when we're introducing ourselves, it tells how we're connected, and place is an important part of that.
Place and language. Lonnie Hotch and others are trying to reclaim and teach the Tlingit language, which has been lost to many. That's because her parents' generation was often sent away to white missionary schools as children. They'd get their hands slapped or their mouths washed out with soap if they spoke in their native tongue.
You know, people think, that's ancient history. It's not that long ago. That's the reason why my generation doesn't speak Tlingit fluently, is because all our parents spoke to us in English, because they didn't want us to go through what they went through.
We'll turn and go down towards the river here.
The two sisters, Kimberly Strong and Lonnie Hotch, take us down by the Chilkat River. It's the lifeline of this community. The people of Klukwan depend on it for their food supply. They fish for salmon right outside their back door. We peek inside the fragrant smokehouse where Kimberly Strong cures her fish.
Once we put it on the racks, we wait for it to get a nice glossy look, and then we'll start the smoke on it.
The Chilkat River feeds them just as it fed their ancestors. So the tribe is deeply worried about threats to the river and the fish. If a copper and zinc mine goes through, not far upstream, a Canadian company has been exploring and drilling at the site. In response, the tribe is trying to get the highest level of protected status for the Chilkat under the Federal Clean Water Act.
If our river gets polluted with mine tailings, that will be the end of us.
As we walk along the river, Lonnie Hotch looks up at the majestic snow-covered mountains that surround us.
I always feel like we're nestled in the hand of God here. And when I go to some place that's flat, I feel like this could happen. I could be standing there and like there's nothing
away.
Holding us in place. And we just feel protected here and nurtured, you know, like we really belong here.
we're rooted here. It's not a choice.
Lonnie's sister Kimberly thinks about their ancestors, thinks about all the other Tlingit villages that have disappeared.
I do not want to be one of the last generations that lived in a traditional Tlingit village. I guess I would like people to respect the fact that we do have a culture here, a strong Tlingit culture that could disappear, and we need to fight to keep it.
We are stewards of the land, the sisters tell me, and we are obligated to care for it. Melissa Block, NPR News, in Klukwan, Alaska.